Hello. How many different whistles would you understand if they were directed at you? There are quite a few in common currency, aren't there? Look, I'll try some. And the one I do for my cats. We've been finding out about an entire whistling language in the Canary Islands that predates human speech, but is still going strong today. La Gomera in the Canaries is a small island, just the tip of a volcano sticking up out of the sea. It's riven with deep ravines, and the ancient whistling language, El Silbo, which existed before the Spanish conquest, is perfect for communicating across this terrain. Whistles can be heard 2 miles away. This is two local men talking across a rocky ravine. Wow, that sounds beautiful, doesn't it? I can reveal that what they were saying there, translated into English, was the one asking the other to bring some large leather bags. The language is called Silbo Gomero, the whistling language of the island of Gomera. Musician Jeff Brent has been fascinated by the language since he first heard it when travelling through the high meadows of the island.
It was amazing because, you know, it sounds just like birds if you didn't know any better. The thing is, I couldn't see the whistlers. There was a whistle on one side going on, and then across the other side was another whistle, and they were just talking back and forth. And so, you know, you've got this whistle on one side and a whistle on another side, and then over somewhere off in the distance, somebody else would add in something from time to time. And so it was just, we were just sitting there, going, gosh, I wonder what they're talking about. I'm sure they're just talking about, you know, I got to get bread at the supermarket and buy some eggs this afternoon or something. And of course, gossip is a bit dodgy because, you can't really gossip about people because everybody in the whole area can hear what you're saying. So, you know, it's just functional. But it certainly is amazing when you can't understand what's being said. The island of La Gomera is almost perfectly round, and it's just the tip of a volcano sticking up out of the sea. So radiating from the high point of the island are these deep, deep ravines. Sometimes they're only maybe 100 yards from side to side, so you can see the guy on the other side of the ravine, but it's too far to yell, and if you wanted to talk to him, you'd have to walk all the way down the ravine and all the way back up. That'd take you an hour. And so it's a lot more convenient to just simply whistle at the guy on the other side of the valley. Plus, the valleys themselves, because they're long and skinny, they act as sort of acoustic tunnels. In other words, somebody whistling way up at the top of the hill could actually communicate with somebody down the hill because the whistle would be sort of channeled or funneled down the deep ravine.
Jeff has made a study of Silbo Gomero ever since, gathering up all the sources he could find.
What the whistling language is it is their dialect of Spanish just simply whistled. For instance, I mean, the phrase hello is hola, and that would be, and you can hear how that's hola. And for instance, adios whistled, it would be. And so you see that you got that high vowel in there, the E of the O, and you can hear how the melody line goes up. It's been boiled down to 4 consonants and 4 syllables. The whistles that I were giving you were just lip whistles. When they whistle, they put their fingers in their mouth, and that gives a stronger whistle, and then typically they cup their hand to the side, which directs the whistle. It's something that can be learned just like anything else. And so, I mean, you know, the kids grow up doing it, and so it's just as natural as breathing and even more natural than riding a bike. So, I mean, just everybody does it.
There are also whistled languages in Turkey, the Pyrenees, Mexico and Greece. All use the modulations of the whistles instead of the vibrations of vocal cords to carry over great distances. Communication is by different tone, pitch and length of whistle. Since El Silbo Gomero was designated by UNESCO to be a World Heritage Cultural Asset, there have been resources to help this living language thrive. Silbo has been made a compulsory part of every school child's education. Isidro Ortiz is one of their teachers.
La gente joven opina que esto es un valor.
Young people think whistling language is part of the ancestral values of La Gomera, something our ancestors have left here for us. They think nowadays it's not necessary anymore, but it should be known as part of our values and our cultural heritage. About its future, all future generations will know this language for sure. It has been declared World Cultural Heritage by the UN, and this fact will surely contribute to its survival, so we hope it won't be forgotten. New generations will transmit it to future generations.
The language is still useful for all the island's inhabitants, despite the advent of mobile phones.
Whistling language is useful when you have not any possible way to communicate through long distances. When you are in a place where your phone doesn't receive signal, then whistling language is still useful. In this particular case, especially when a mobile phone can be used, is useful.
And Isidro even finished off with a special message for us. See if you can understand it.
Buenas tardes para todos los oyentes de la BBC de Londres.
The whistling language of La Gomera. Long may it continue.